Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WPTF Weekend Gardener. Mike Rayley here, along with Brother Rufus.
Good morning.
And his shades.
Oh, yes.
Kind of a little Clint Eastwood look this morning.
Well, good. Phil gave me
some. Or Richard Petty. I don't know which.
For my cataracts, or lack of cataracts.
There you go.
How about that? Well, we're sitting outside on a beautiful morning. We had some rain last night here in Fuquay Arena, apparently. I see some. And we're at just in a really extraordinary place in Fuquay that's near the Guardian Angels that I know that you have dealt with, and Nelson Cox, our colleague, is on the board there. There's so many things in Fuquay Arena, including Rescue Wood Restore, and that's where we are this morning. And I told Marty Woodward, the owner, that I immediately thought about my father-in-law, who was a farmer and had a huge shop there, and all his friends would gather, and he had all kinds of machines around, and he mentioned, yeah, it probably had a certain smell to it, you know. Yep. All that wood, and Woody, Marty, you're right, it did.
Well, and, Woody's right. They're in the wood.
Do people call you Woody?
Woody, that was actually my nickname in high school.
And, okay, well, see. Yeah,
so you took me back just by saying that.
Okay, yeah. Woody. So, Marty, yeah, that's right. I mean, people, you said you get that from people who have had relatives who had little wood shops.
Yeah, and so Rescue Wood Rehab, our tagline is, it's more than wood, it's an experience, and that's really what it's all about, having an environment where people can come in and, you know, do everything from buy a piece of wood to get a custom project done, and, you know, it's a great environment for us to have, you know, people come in and kind of explore what we do and you know, build something custom for them if they like, or just come in and visit us. It's fun to be a great neighbor.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially in a small town like this, you get to know everybody. What are some of the services? Kind of take us on a tour of your place.
Yeah, sure. We do everything. Everything related to wood. So if somebody says, hey, I want to, you know, get a custom piece built, we walk through that process with them. And there's not two of anything that we make. It's all one of a kind for somebody. And we really started this as an opportunity to kind of, you know, build relationships within the community, and then also have the opportunity to, you know, make a little money at the same time.
That's so important.
You know,
yeah,
ultimately.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, you know, it's been an experience, you know, over the last, you know, 6 years. We started right before COVID, believe it or not, and that was a great opportunity. But it was great because, you know, ultimately people started working on their homes during that, you know, 2020 year, and it was an opportunity for us to gain exposure by, you know, hey, I need shelves in my bathroom, or I wanted to get a new kitchen table, or I need to get a desk. Because everybody was working from home, right? So everybody needed a desk, and we built a lot of desks. So it was awesome to kind of grow in this community and, you know, provide the services that we do. And, you know, we'll make cuts for people. We'll build a full project, obviously, but we'll do cuts for folks. We'll plane down their wood. We'll sand for them. Even do finishing for them. So, you know, pretty much anything related to woodworking or a special project, you know, Rescue Wood Rehab is here to do that.
Do you have classes?
We do. We actually are just launching back classes after not doing them for just a little bit, but people can actually go to our website and rwrnc.com and register for a class. Yeah. Yeah.
We have a really long table in our kitchen that my father-in-law built. So many memories every time you touch it. And he loved cherry. He loved working with cherry. Yeah. He just loved that wood. I'm sure that a lot of your folks who are serious woodworkers have their preferences.
Oh, I think everybody does have their preference. I'm more of a maple guy myself.
Oh.
But the master craftsman here, Keith, his cherry is his preferred wood. And it's funny you mention that, because a lot of times people will have an older piece of furniture, you know, that their grandfather built or their father built or whatever, and they'll bring it in and say, I need to do something with this, but it doesn't fit my space anymore. It doesn't fit my life. And we will actually transform a dining table into a coffee table into a dining table.
Oh, wow.
We'll you remember all the – everybody had those old hutches and the big – TV cabinets and those kinds of things. Well, we'll cut those down and turn them into different things. We'll turn beds into benches or whatever pieces of wood people might have. We'll transform that and you know, rescue the wood and turn it into something different.
Speaking of rescuing, you said on their sign out here is barn wood.
Yes. Yes. So we get barn wood from local barns. Obviously, a lot of development happening. You know, Holly Springs, Fuquay, Apex. There's always barns that are, well, unfortunately, coming down. Right, they're going to be either with development or just through age. And we'll turn barn wood into all kinds of different things. You know, folks.
How do you rehabilitate that wood?
Yeah. So, funny enough, if the bugs haven't gotten to it, which is always the challenge. Barn wood is, once you clean it up, it's new wood. It actually protects itself. Most of the barn wood in this area is longleaf pine or heart pine, and there's so much resin in it that the critters don't get to it. And so we're able to turn that into signs or tables or whatever it might be very easily. It also can be treated to make sure that the critters are gone.
Yeah.
And that can either be done with a boricide treatment or they can be put in a kiln. All the wood can be put in a kiln.
I have a friend who utilized an old barn's wood for flooring in their new house, and it's extraordinarily beautiful.
They have
pre-finished and dealt with in all kinds of ways. It's really interesting. Wood is so beautiful, but you like maple, huh?
Is that kind of a darker
wood?
Well, maple is, when people ask what color maple is, the answer is yes. It's every color, because every tree is a little bit different with maple, so you get lots of different color tones.
Is that why you like it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a different, it's got a different look depending on which board or which slab you're working with. So it can be all kinds of different colors.
Yeah.
Well, Marty, I saw out front here beautiful maple wood. You must be going to make a magnificent table out of that. Is it 2-inch or 3-inch thick?
That's like 2.5-inch thick maple slab. And we do a lot of larger slabs, and we'll turn them into dining tables or conference tables.
Well, that was a huge maple.
Oh, yes, yes. And that one actually came out of the North Carolina mountains. And some of the larger slabs that we get.
I knew somebody stole my maple tree up there.
Oh, me. People love cedar. You have cedar boxes out here. And we always encourage planting tomatoes and in boxes. And you can do all vegetables. And you can build it out of cedar.
Yeah, cedar is actually a great wood for anything outside. It is rot resistant, bug resistant, and it's perfect for planter boxes and that sort of thing. cedar is just an awesome wood, unless you have access to redwood, which I don't think we do here in North Carolina at all. Cedar's the perfect wood for your planter boxes or your outdoor planter stands. It's a great wood, and you don't get the chemicals you might get out of something that's maybe pressure treated or something like that. And it's going to last forever.
Ironically, the house I grew up in had redwood gables.
Yeah.
and crab orchard stone and that type of stuff. I remember it was soft.
Yes, redwood and cedar, both soft.
Yeah.
Both relatively soft in terms of the hardness of the wood. But again, being rot resistant and bug resistant, they're just perfect for, you know, planting your little garden or planter box you might put in your back porch.
Do you treat them in any way? I mean, do you stain them, or is it just leave them like they are?
The planter boxes we have out here today are all natural. There's no finish on them whatsoever. You certainly can with an oil finish or something like that.
Yeah.
But ultimately, the cedar is going to be fine without any treatment whatsoever.
My father-in-law liked to use linseed oil.
Yes.
On things that he built.
Yeah, very common to use linseed oil. Linseed oil is kind of a sort of a natural oil that you put on the wood, and it protects it, keeps it keeps the moisture out of it. Of course, you keep the moisture out, you keep the bugs out.
Right, absolutely. Well, this is really extraordinary. You offer so many services here. Hey, you can go into the plant business too, because I said that is a beautiful display over there. You all have done that.
We went over and visited our friends over at Logan's Garden Hut here in Fuquay, and very happily they picked out some really nice flower arrangements for us and plants, and look forward, if anybody stops down here, we'll give some of those away to folks.
Yeah, I know you were talking about giveaways. That's extraordinarily beautiful plants over there. They did a good job of picking those out.
Yeah, and maybe a little later I'll ask you guys, like, so if I wanted to put that planter in my front yard or my backyard, how would I do it? Because I think there's a little expertise here at the table.
Yeah. Well,
got Phil.
We got Phil.
Mike and I say we got Phil.
Or we just kind of.
Oh, well.
No, Rufus knows a lot.
I'm a tag-along. I'm a color commentator.
I'm the tag-along. I'm just a radio guy.
But she's the real thing.
Yeah, she is. So thank you so much, Marty, for having us out here today. What else do we need to know about Rescue Wood Restore?
I think the biggest thing with Rescue Wood Rehab is for people to just come visit us. Just come visit us. Our tagline is it's more than wood. It's an experience, and it's an opportunity to come and see something that you don't see everywhere. And so many times people walk in our shop and say, I can't believe this shop is here. And we've become a destination experience for people. Will bring their families here over the holidays, and they'll, if family's in town, what's the one place you got to go? You got to go to Rescue Wood Rehab.
Now, you said you were from Michigan, told me off the air you were from Michigan, went to school in North Carolina at Mars Hill. Is this something you've done all of your life?
So I've done woodworking all my life in some form or fashion. I've built some of the worst things possible and made mistakes, and that's exactly how you learn. I spent 30 years in a corporate world in training and development, and I jumped off the corporate ship to open Rescued Wood Rehab and have, an opportunity to, work with my hands and build things. You know, it's just a change of career, a switch, and
less pressure.
Is it?
I guess owning your own business is
okay. Well, and yes, the great thing about owning your own business is you don't have to get paid.
Yeah.
you literally don't have to get paid. Hey, well, you got Keith.
I got Keith. Yes. Yeah. We'll tell you the Keith story later about how he.
Uh-oh. He was smiling. But
he was. There's some great stories about Keith.
Okay. Well, good.
I do like your cedar planter box, and what you said is really good, because a lot of people, including myself, would rather not grow in pressure treated wood.
Absolutely.
Boxes, not. And so having that cedar box is great. I've got an old cedar post in our house that I put up when we built the house, and it's been 60 years now almost, And that cedar post is still standing, and my clematis vine is on it.
That's
wow. So, you know, that's a testament to cedar.
Yep. It certainly is. All right, we'll be back from Rescue Wood Rehab coming up here at WPTF. We're in the Fuquay Verena Shopping Center here on Main Street in Fuquay. We'll be back. It's 8:21. At WPTF, we're at Rescue Wood Rehab, and Amber knows a dog lover when she sees one, Rufus. She almost crawled in your lap there. She wanted to say good morning, even though she's not a morning person. Yeah, sorry. We're in Fuquay. What a gorgeous day! My goodness, we were certainly blessed and outside today at Rescue Wood Rehab. I hope you caught our first segment talking about this very interesting place. And come out and join us today.
You know, Marty said there were going to be some prizes, so.
Yeah, and he said he'd probably give away the plants, too. So there's some beautiful plants. I like those. And the boxes. Did you ever do any woodworking as a child, Rufus?
No, I did not. I hoed tobacco, corn, and cabbage.
Did anybody?
And milk cows.
Surely somebody in your family did some. Y'all had to build stuff, didn't you?
Oh, we had to. I helped build the barn. We called it the new barn about 1950, and it got torn down. And we used a lot of that wood in our quote new house barn wood. You mentioned your
yeah,
Melissa's dear father. If you grow up on a farm, you don't waste anything.
That's true.
And there would always be a stack of lumber somewhere. And we cut trees off the farm, a lot of white pine. We had to build a horse barn, a cow barn, and a pig pen.
And so, I didn't realize you had pigs.
Oh, we had pigs.
Is that something you've never talked about, or
I had to slop those nasty things. But that ham was good. And I think they were called Poland China.
Poland China, yeah.
Black and white. And then a reddish one was called a Tamworth. So you're getting me into pig country now.
Yeah, I didn't realize you had that background. We'll delve more into that sometime, since you seem to have strong feelings about it.
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to look at the plants over there?
I have looked at and saw so many dianthus, lots of, there's some impatiens.
The astilbe over there,
absolutely.
The pink astilbe.
Yes.
Isn't that the prettiest thing?
Fabulous. Yeah, Phil was commenting on that astilbe.
And there's kind of a yellow-orange cone flower up there sitting on the bigger cedar thing. Container.
I see some huchera.
Really?
You call it huchera or huchera?
Huchera. Huchera is what I usually hear.
I think.
But if you'd like to say
I believe it's huchera. You got to do a cha-cha in there,
You got to have a cha-cha?
We'll have to ask Phil about that.
Well, Nelsa says huchera.
Oh, okay.
So I don't want to cross. I don't want to cross Nelsa.
Absolutely,
especially
not
on a birthday. Happy birthday, Nelsa! I think her birthday was this weekend, maybe.
Oh, good.
She was talking about.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Nelsa. Happy birthday to you.
I think it was. May have been today, but she's. I think she's at the beach at any rate.
So. I bet she's trying to tune us in.
Yeah. Well. It just hit her hard. Where if she is, she just if she heard that. That wasn't too bad. Good baritone.
Now, Marty, you're going to be accused of abuse of an animal if you don't give Amber some of that donut.
I don't know that she eats that. She may be more of a vegetarian. I don't know. But at any rate, we got, we do have Phil, as usual, brings freshly made, pastries. Let us say there's some cinnamon rolls. Apparently, you've just been eating one. I catch it mid-bite.
Yeah.
Okay.
I tasted one. I usually don't. But.
Just couldn't stand it. It's fresh. Smells good. Yeah, you get close to the box.
I know. You can't resist.
All right. We're going to take a break for the news and be back with more from Rescue Wood Rehab here on WPTF. We're in Fuquay Marinas. Gorgeous morning. Come on out and join us. We're sitting outside here. We're back on WPTF, Weekend Gardener. We're at Rescue Wood Rehab today, and Marty Woodward, the owner, was giving us an extraordinary lesson in wood making to a certain extent. Keith can get a little more into depth. Keith, what is your specialty? I mean, you do everything here?
I kind of do everything. Mostly my specialty is to get excited.
People
come in
Marty
with the strangest.
Excited?
Well, no, it's the customers that come in. They have the strangest requests, and they're like, "Hey, is this even possible?"
Yeah,
yes, it is, and I would love to make that.
So they think that it's just not going to happen. That they have this thing in their mind,
yeah,
that this precious piece of wood or furniture or something that they want to keep.
Yeah, actually,
reserve.
Just yesterday, I had a woman come in. Her father unfortunately passed away, and he was a woodworker, and he had some wood. And she goes, "I want to use my dad's wood. This is my dad's wood. He got this. He saved it. What can we make out of this?" And we talked through, and we came up with a plan, and everybody's excited. And I'm, "Well, what if we do this?" And she's, "Oh, that sounds exciting." So I'm here to have fun.
So I can see inside of an old wood shop that this woman's father may have had, and there are probably a lot of boards of some type of.
Yeah.
So if somebody says, I have this stack of boards, what can I, cherry. Cherry.
Well, cherry boards. I love. Yes.
My father-in-law did, too. So what could you do with
it? So we've had, we try to make it something useful, something that they'll be able to use for a while, or we'll make something that they can hand out to the rest of the family. Like, this was a little piece of dad's workshop, and we can make chairs, tables. We've made pens, and we can laser engrave on the pens, like, you know, grandpa's cherry or something like that. And everybody in the family gets a pen. We come up with crazy ideas.
Mm. Creative.
That's a better word than crazy.
Creative people are extraordinary, and they're all walks of life.
There's a lot of different ways to work wood. I have experimented with, I think, most all of them, and I'm most excited to do something I haven't done before.
Oh.
Somebody comes in and says, is this possible, like we were just talking about? And I kind of look at it, and I hem and I haw. We could do this, and I could buy a new tool.
Yeah, tools. I watch this old house, too. and some of the things they do, their little workshop is extraordinary. What is the hardest wood in the world?
So the hardest wood in the world, I would say, would probably be ebony. I think Gaboon ebony is the hardest, and it's a South American wood, if I'm not mistaken. The hardest domestic wood is hickory.
Oh.
And there is actually a scale. It's called the Jenka hardness scale. This is a little geeky and scientific, but they measure the hardness of wood by pushing in a half-inch round sphere of steel and how much pressure it takes to go in halfway. That's how they determine the hardness of the wood. And you can have wood that takes, 100 pounds of pressure, and you could have wood that takes 2,000 pounds of pressure. I mean, that's the range of hardnesses.
What's the most durable wood?
That's a loaded question. Domestically, I think one of the most durable is white oak. Globally, I don't think I could really answer that question.
All right, if you wanted a chair, furniture for the garden to sit outside.
White oak all day long.
Unfinished.
Yeah.
White I love oak. White oak trees. Yeah. They just look so majestic and so beautiful. The bark on them is beautiful.
And that's not usually what you find. Usually, what do they usually sell? In a lot of places sell the...
Red oak?
Really, no, it starts with an M, not mahogany, but...
starts with an M.
I think I'm M.
There's a lot of the stuff that you buy, like manufactured stuff, is made from acacia wood, which is also known as rubber wood.
Not that in California.
Well, or Africa.
No, yeah, it's I think it's more of an Asian wood. I can't remember everything off the top of my head.
Yeah.
I'm not as smart as I look, and I know that you guys might be a little confused by that.
No, I can't. I don't know why I can't think of
Keith,
this.
I'm being nosy, and I looked here at your garden tools. Michael, did you see this?
I did.
Phil, did you see it?
Don't
yes,
hit
I
anybody
did.
With that, Rufus.
Oh, I my. Love that.
So, yeah, we
does that mean that I'm sort of hinting? Does that mean that we might be able to?
Oh, we definitely made a set of garden tools for you guys.
Lord.
And we lasered on your WPTF logo. And we also put our logo on there because, you know, we were giving them away.
Why, certainly.
Sure.
Wow.
Now, we can fight over which one gets what.
You can.
Yeah.
Marty was very excited that you guys were coming.
All right.
We're happy to be here.
We need to take a break, Joel. All right, we'll do that. We'll be back. From Rescue Wood Rehab, got a couple of callers on the line, and Keith, you hang around or do whatever you want to do.
Well, I'll hang around.
You could talk or heckle us or talk in the background or something. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up here at WPTF. It's 8:39. All right, we're back in Fuquay Varina Shopping Center on Main Street in Fuquay Varina, just down the road from Biscuitville and all the stuff. And we're at Rescue Wood Rehab this morning, having a great conversation about wood. Teak was what I was thinking about, Keith.
Yes, teak is very hard, very expensive. You see it a lot on boats. It's extremely durable. It has a very high oil content,
right,
which is part of the reason that it's so durable.
Yeah. Anything similar to that you can think of with a lot high oil content?
Well, a lot of the South American woods, there is so many like gorgeous woods. There's a wood called Purple Heart, and it is literally purple. I mean, you cut the tree down, like everyone's used to that regular wood color that we all think of, and these trees are purple on the inside.
We have our floor, wherever we have wood downstairs, is a Brazilian cherry, and it's real dark and it's really pretty.
Jatoba is also what that's called. Yeah, that is a very dark. It's a dark, deep red, like a dark maroon.
Yeah, really is.
Yeah,
wow,
different. All right. Joe is up. Joe, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, guys. Had a good 0.8 of an inch of rain last night. That's wonderful.
Good for you.
I know. Wasn't that wonderful?
Phil said she got some. I think Rufus got some, too.
Almost an inch. Thank the good Lord.
I know. I heard a little thunder last night, but I didn't get up to look out the window. So.
All right. My daughter tilled up. She has raised the beds for a garden, and we tilled it up a couple of days ago, and we uncovered, in my opinion, grub worms. Now, do we leave them alone, or do we try to get rid of them, and what can I do, or how to handle it?
Yeah, they're probably Japanese beetles, you think?
Well,
they
are they are they in a raised bed or in the ground?
In a raised bed. Yeah,
I don't think they're gonna hurt anything. I wouldn't worry about them myself.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was exclusive to the vegetables or what.
Well, you can go ahead. You can get them out. I mean, there's some things you can get to take care of grubs, but I wouldn't put too much of anything in that soil where you're going to grow your vegetables.
No, I wouldn't.
I just try to get them out by hand. Somebody'd love to have those to go fishing with.
Are you talking about the little fat?
Are you talking about white grubs? Are you talking about the little hard beetle?
Earthworms.
The little fat white grub.
Yeah, that sounds like
that's a grub.
Like something that
it's a grub.
That's a Javanese beetle when it grows up.
Yeah. So I would just as much as you can clean them out by hand.
Yeah.
They'll be fine.
Yeah. No chemicals.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They won't spray anything or.
Oh no! No, I wouldn't. Not if you're growing vegetables.
I wouldn't put anything in there.
Yeah.
There, if you put, I mean, we used to put our whole garden in the ground, and I'm sure there was tons of grubs and fishing worms and things like that. They keep the soil worked, so to speak, and keep, you know, and things like that are just natural.
Right. Well, and Clapp, at least with the Javanese beetle, she would squeeze them.
Yeah.
You can do the same thing to the, I mean, if you like that.
But the grubs are, they're not going to hurt anything.
I guess not.
I mean, it's what hurts is when the moles and voles, I mean, the moles try to get them, you know, and then they tunnel, and then the voles come in the tunnel, and then they eat roots of plants.
They probably won't get in the raised bed.
But they're not
going to
get in a raised bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're good.
You just monitor it. Might be a good science project for you, Joe.
Hey, I'm retired now.
No, that's all right. That's all right. We got to do something.
Got to do something to keep your mind going.
Yeah, you go crazy.
Gardening will keep you alive, Joe.
All right.
Monitor the situation. Monitor this and report back to us, Joe. That's your assignment.
Okay, I can do that. And
good luck with your garden.
And enjoy the show.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you being a part of it.
Thanks.
All right, Richard is next. Richard?
Good morning, y'all.
Hey, Richard. What's going on? Have you moved? Are you down to the beach now?
It'll take another year and a half, but I'm still working now at the port with the Seaman Service Center. And I've got a tomato report and then some wood comments. But the I was driving back from Moorhead City this last week, and I passed this church bus that said Epiphany Church, and their team name was the Falcons, and I said, "Oh, that's logical, because the Falcons are a bird of prey."
I think you should always end with that type of joke. I don't think you should start the conversation, Richard.
Very good, Richard.
So far the tomato experiment is going fairly well this year. What I did was I created a trench on top of the furrow and filled it up with charcoal and burned the heck out of it. And that way, the commercial growers will steam the soil to sanitize it. So I figured I'd try heat, and using one of those infrared thermometers, the charcoal was burning at about 900 degrees.
Whoa!
And I figured that should, or the charcoal starter fumes should kill almost any pathogens, and plants are looking absolutely great now. The planting temperature was 60 degrees in the soil, and the only failure that I'm having now is with the Mexico midget, and it's got it's all yellowed, and I even burned that soil in the ceramic pot. So I was hoping with the Mexico midget and with the spoon variety I got from Gerald that I could get a little bit closer to the genetic origin, which is a really tiny tomato from Peru. So the Mexico midget's been a bit disappointing, but everything else looks great.
Well, that's great.
And as we speak, the wooden boat show is going on in Beaufort. If you've never been,
have you gone to that, Keith?
I have not.
So is that? So they have old boats and new boats built out of wood?
Oh yeah, yeah. And I usually volunteer for that as well, but I have another commitment this weekend. But if you've never been, you also get a chance to vote on your favorite boat.
My favorite is the one that stays above water.
Yeah, that's always a good thing. What is it? The Chris Craft boats that were so luxurious, built out of wood and so pretty.
I think those were mostly made out of mahogany.
Mahogany, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they have
do you see mahogany boats there?
Oh yeah. They have Chris Crafts, and they have a little photo gallery too. And you can probably everybody takes pictures there. And I used to row with the Beaufort Oars. We had 34-foot Crestwood gigs, which originally were used as pilot boats.
Right.
And that's one place where they rehab and restore wood. They actually built a Higgins boat, which was a landing craft from the Second World War. And there were so few of them left, somebody wanted one. And they really, the craftsmanship that goes in there is humbling.
Yeah. Well, the old PT boats were made of wood, had wood holes.
And the wood is on both sides of my family. My grandfather did much the same as your current host, rehabbed a lot of old wood and gone through the depression because the people who had money still had yachts, and they needed to be maintained, so he had a reputation.
Wow.
And boat building is a whole nother skill set. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And on my wife's side, her dad's hobby was cabinet making, and he used to scavenge wood that people discarded, including he built a beautiful 18th century reproduction secretary out of wood that came from Melvin Purvis's home, and that was mahogany.
FBI etched on it or somewhere?
No. in my house in Moorhead is probably the oldest remaining house with original siding. It's got the original heart pine siding.
Oh wow!
Oh, my goodness! Yeah, you don't see a lot of that down there.
No, and putting in some ventilation and the hole saw burned out after about three holes. That was so tough.
That resin is so hard. It really does burn through bits.
Wow.
Wow.
And it kills floor sander.
Oh, I'll bet.
It gums it up.
So I've got four coats of spar varnish on the original floor.
Where did the wood come from?
I'm not really sure. It was local, most likely.
Yeah.
Her dad made a lot of, Martha's dad made a lot of furniture out of old growth pine. There's a complete bedroom set. And you can always tell the old growth because the rings are closer together. It's a lot stronger wood.
Yeah, not the stuff you get at the big box stores now. It's totally different. It's almost like it's wood on steroids. It just goes so fast.
So, Richard, when you come back by the nursery, please stop me, and I want to show you the heart pine floors in the old house. That wood actually came off the back of that property where the greenhouses are sitting now.
Oh, okay.
So just say, I want to see the floors.
Okay.
And
great.
I'll take you in. It's just simply gorgeous.
Mine's got four coats of spar varnish on top of it, and it's lasted for... since 1981.
Wow.
Nice. Well, Richard, go ahead, Richard.
I want to, Richard won't like this, but I want to personally thank you for your very, very generous gift to the Super Kids, and we'll just let it go at that. You just don't know what that means.
Wow, nice. Well, Richard,
are you speechless?
Oh, yeah. Well, hopefully we'll see Cheryl and Ryan here tomorrow at around 10.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Fantastic. Will you take care, my friend? Call us a little more often.
Oh, all right. When I can, y'all have a great one. Thanks for being there for us.
All right. Well, thanks for being there for us.
Thank you.
Bye, Richard.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.
Richard gets smarter by the day.
I know. He knows so much. This is kind of a new thing, the wood. So he works. He knows about everything. This guy, one of our longtime listeners, but the boats. So,
oh, yeah, I certainly can, yeah.
Yeah.
We're here at Rescued Wood Rehab. Owner is Marty Woodward. And the brains, because he can't correct me, is Keith Veronese.
All right.
What's the they want a phone number.
The phone number here is 919-285-2653. And the website is rwrnc.com.
Rescue Wood Rehab.
And stop down and see us. It really is an experience to be here.
I know. We haven't even made it inside yet. We're sitting outside. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I made it inside.
And it smells so good.
I look forward to that.
We get that all the time. And Phil, we let you in first because you brought donuts.
Uh-huh.
That goes a long way here.
I know. And what's the dog's name again?
Amber.
Amber wants a donut so bad. I may sneak her over out back and give her one.
She is the sweetest.
Yes,
well, I don't know
is.
If she wants it. I mean, she...
She told me she did.
Well, she was looking at you for advice. I think she wanted advice from you.
Rufus is the only one wise enough to understand dog looks.
She needs a real lawyer then.
Maybe that's what she... Maybe she does need a lawyer.
Well, you know what that woman said to me one time? I was in a parade, and she said, what are you running for this time? I said, Attorney General. She said, you still a lawyer? I said, yeah. She said, I'll have you know I'm not going to vote for no darn lawyer. I said, don't worry about me. I ain't much of a lawyer.
Is that when you were in the parade with...
Canton.
With a pig?
Oh, no.
The only other thing in the parade was a pig on a back of a truck.
A pig in a cage in a big tractor trailer.
What were you running for then?
I was running for Attorney General. That was some pig.
You won. We're going to take a break and be back from Rescue Wood Rehab here in Fuquay Varina. We are in Fuquay Varina Shopping Center on Main Street in Fuquay Varina. More coming up.